early 60s, in the late 50s, early 60s, we all thought that the bomb was going to drop and wipe us all out. It still could. This time it'll be a smaller bomb. It'll come from the Middle East. But at that time, there's big bombs from Russia. And the trend in America was to have a bomb shelter, like a bunker. Like you dig it out of your backyard, fill it up with cement, use the swimming pool, you know, so you could survive 3 weeks of nuclear fallout. And then what, you know? And then you come out and everything's glass and radioactive green, glowing for 10,000 years. So anyway, still, the shelter was a big conversation stopper in the 60s. This is a letter from the shelter. Well, we all go down to our caverns underground. In our backyard caves, we'd hear the sirens sound. And we took it very well when the black rains fell. And when the dust came down around us, we were safe and sound. And it was baby needs shoes, the PTA and barbecues. It was two hand touch on the White House lawn. We were nobody's fools, filling in the swimming pools. We poured concrete and steel when the neighbors had gone. And now we all live here together. We all live here as one. Now we all share the comforts of a hole in the ground. And we all remember living in the sun down here in the shelter. We heard nuclear freeze. We heard first strike strategy. When the big one falls, we heard good guys and bad guys. We heard little lies and great big lies about who comes out the winner. And it's not that bad at all. But when a madman gets a gun, he's gonna point it at someone. If it's up in Texas Tower or over there across the pond. If you step on his pride, or if he hurts somewhere inside, he might let one fly when his nerves are gone. Now we all live here together. We all live here as one. Of a hole in the ground, and we all remember living in the sun down here in the shelter.